Welcome to the Yours Faithfully podcast, a product of the Yours Faithfully Ministries. This podcast series is dedicated to making the truth of Jesus Christ relevant to our daily lives.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Yours Faithfully podcast, our first one.
Woo!
We're calling it the beginning or an introduction, but let's introduce ourselves just since we're getting started. Who are you?
Yeah, hi. I am Melissa Duell. I am a licensed pastor. I work with my husband, and we are planting a church in the Elko New Market area in Minnesota. Our church is called Crossroads. We have three amazingly beautiful, wonderful, miraculous children who are just the highlight of my life, and just thrilled to see God at moving and at work in our lives and in our community.
Awesome.
This is Reese Werner. Some know me as Teresa. I'll answer to either.
You'll answer to about anything, actually.
Yeah. Hey, you. Works. I serve with my husband in an sort of unofficial capacity at Forest Hills Church, north of the Twin Cities. And I have two amazing children. One's off at college. And her name is Rebecca. My son is 17. Been married 26 years now. And I work at a real job, too. I'm a senior financial analyst. Mostly I just play with Excel and they pay me for it. It's awesome. In the Twin Cities. So
she thinks that's fun.
Some people have gifts.
We're all differently gifted.
It's true.
And you are?
I am Jill Gibbs. So I live here in the Lakeville area of Minnesota. I am a crisis and continuity manager, which really just means I wait for bad things to happen. I'm sure that'll come up as we do this. I have been in Minnesota over 20 years now, which just kind of blows my mind. So I go to a church in the Apple Valley area called River Valley, and met these two ladies over the last few years. Melissa, I've known for, how long have you been married?
Yeah, I think 17 years that we've known each other.
That's crazy. And Reese and I met a few years ago at the retreat, and we've just kind of developed into whatever this is going to be. So, well, this is a podcast. I mean, we know what this is going to be, but why are we here today? What is the purpose, this beginning that we have for what we're talking about?
Yeah, so, well, first, it birthed out of a retreat that we ended up calling Yours Faithfully, because we just thought, we want to be faithful to what you are doing, God, and how you're calling us. But the retreat started, I had a mentor say, you know, really, you need to do a women's retreat, and we all know that administration is not your gift. So she highly recommended that I find somebody who's administrative. So I was sitting next to Reese one day at a Casting Crown concert in about April 2016, and I said, so I'm thinking about doing this retreat. Will you help me? And it about fell off my chair when she said yes. So that's how the retreat was born, and that's how we got started doing that.
Well, Reese, why did you say yes?
I just had, over the years, seen God working through Melissa and knew that those gifts needed to be shared at a wider audience, and I knew also that administration was not her gift, but it does happen to be one of mine.
Excel in administration.
Yes, and that's the skill set I have, and I've always felt, you know, a lot of ministries start and fail because they don't have the logistics, they don't have the capacity for all of the details, and I didn't want that to happen to Melissa, because I feel the gift that God has placed within her needs to be shared on a wider scale, and if I can do that and help in some way, I'm down. I can be Aaron holding up Moses' arms. And in our church, David and I do, my husband and I do travel ministry as well, and he's content, I'm logistics, and that's just the way it works, and I'm happy, thrilled to be used in that way for Yours Faithfully Ministries.
And yet, here you are today. Both of you blame me for doing this podcast.
It is your fault.
It is my fault.
Blame. Slowly.
Right. We've really felt called, the three of us, to this ministry.
Yes.
And so Yours Faithfully is really, you know, we say it's Melissa's, but it's ours, right? Right.
Yes,
we really want to,
yes,
to hold this up. When you think about Yours Faithfully, what does that mean to you as kind of like who we are?
I believe I came up with the the name, I think, in marketing terms. But my image was how in you know, old, you know, when people still wrote letters to each other with an actual, you know, quill or pen or pencil.
In the ancient days.
They would sign it yours faithfully. And that just to see that beautifully written in a lovely cursive that some people can't even read anymore. But it's another,
or write.
Another topic.
For that matter.
And I think of the covenant, because God said that he would be our God and that we would be his people. And I feel like we're signing our names to be faithful to God. And he signs his love letter to us the same way, yours faithfully.
And so that became the title of the retreat.
Yes.
Right? And the retreat is in November.
Early November. Yes.
Typically.
We've had three so far, and we're excited. We'll definitely be having a fourth as long as people keep coming. We had it's from the first to the third, it's doubled, and we're just amazed just to sit back and watch God work.
Yeah, this is a ministry born out of something you're really called to do, and that's to share with women, right, Melissa?
Yeah, I mean, women specifically, God, you know, I believe that God is, he loves his girls, all people, absolutely. But God is, you know, he doesn't, above all else, he looks for our heart, right? And as Reese was describing that signature, like, will we be willing to step out in faith in times that we don't feel equipped or whatever? And are we willing to just follow where God is leading us? And as we were talking about earlier, the answer, you know, is yes. How do we say yes, God? Okay, God, where are you taking us? This is our heart. This is the heartbeat behind this whole ministry, is that God is moving. He's moving us forward. I believe God is doing something new. I believe God is doing something new, not just in this podcast and in this ministry, but he's a new movement forward in our culture and in our generation and our time. And so we're just excited to partner with God and to just be faithful to where he's calling us.
Absolutely. And it's, we don't want to create noise with our podcast, right? We've got a really intentional audience that we're seeking out through this. And we do believe that there's a conversation to be had.
Yes. The retreat, it started, for me, probably a little bit selfishly, because, you know, we see so many of our great friends at camp in the summer at Red Rock Camp, and I just became discontented with only seeing them once a year. I thought, well, why do we hang with our besties, you know, in the middle of the year? It just coincided with Melissa's desire to share more with women's ministries, and that's always been a calling on my heart as well. So to hang out with our besties more than once a year, and it's grown from then, and people have requested that, you know, perhaps we should blog or something they can read in between, or more information that was, you know, we don't have time to share everything at the retreat. So a way to share in between times to lift each other up.
Yeah, and it's pretty remarkable. We've seen new relationships grow up out of this retreat too. It's not just seeing your besties, right?
Like, absolutely.
Right. This is what has been so fun. My new Bible study is with kind of two new friends of mine, right, that I made through the retreat. I know they connected with, you know, we saw mothers and daughters at the retreat, which was really, really cool.
Amen.
And we've seen that generational connection too. And so this isn't just for women in suburbia who have families. I'm single. I don't have a family, right? You guys do. This isn't just for somebody who's in an empty nest or somebody who's going through any sort of life change. We want to make this relevant to wherever you are in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think as we go through that, we have some pretty foundational beliefs that we have, that we've been praying about in terms of what we think is important as we do this, so things we can hold ourselves to. But that doesn't actually mean you have to agree with everything. We want to meet you where you're at, too. So any thoughts on that?
Yes. Just the very basic, you know, evangelical, gospel, orthodox beliefs that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that Jesus Christ is the one and only Son of God who died for our sins so that we may be saved eternally, that the Bible is the inspired word of God, and that Jesus gave us his Holy Spirit to comfort, lead, and empower us on this journey.
Yeah, and what a journey it is, right? Are you excited about the journey?
excited.
Yes.
Yes. Apprehensive.
Say yes.
Curious. It's gonna, you know, God is good.
Yeah, we're going to come back to those beliefs. I see in our future some different topics right there, right? We talk about the Bible as the inspired word of God. We talk about the Holy Spirit. As we understand where this journey goes, we know those will be our guiding principles, right? So what are people going to be able to expect from us? Anyone?
Well, our intention is to put out a bi-weekly podcast, so twice a month we'll have a podcast out there. We have a plethora of topics and information and ideas, so we'll have a variety of series. Some of them will stand alone. Some of them will be series that you can follow throughout a couple of different sessions. We have a couple of surprise guest interviews.
Partially because we don't know who they're going to be, right?
Surprise, God. But, you know, we truly want to be rooted in the depth and the beauty of the Word of God. And we want to be held accountable to that. So, and we would love feedback. Yes. From
kind feedback. Please be gentle.
Some of us are really sensitive.
just as you're thinking about that feedback, we're going to hold ourselves true to the Word of God, right? And so if you ever think we've strayed from that, please, we really do mean that. Like, we're teachers. We're accountable in God's mind, but we're also students. And so we're learning alongside you, too. And so please, as we interact with you on Facebook or through the website once it's up and running, we want to hear from you. But again, be gentle and do hold us accountable.
Yes. And hold on to a cup of something warm and lovely and sit in a chair and share this time with us in a conversation. We have placed two chairs here, one for Jesus and one for you. And that is the image that we have in our mind as we're doing this, is that we're just daughters of the King sitting around trying to figure out how to live more into the calling He has for each of us, because His love is overwhelming and we need to respond to that love.
Yes, and amen. You know, just looking here at, speaking of scripture, Colin, in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, it says, after he was traveling from town to town, one village to another, preaching and telling the good news of the kingdom of God. Right? This is what Jesus did. He brought forth the kingdom of God. The gospel message is that of Jesus coming to restore and to redeem. And we are invited into that. Like, we are learning to live into the redemption of Jesus Christ. And we want to invite you to learn more about what that looks like, to be invited into the gospel story of redemption, to be invited into the kingdom, to live and dwell and be in the kingdom, and spread that. Let that just illuminate your whole life and the people around you. So we're going to, part of this is we're going to be in conversations about what it is to be in the kingdom and what it means to bring the kingdom forward.
And this journey is new for us. So we can't wait to share it with you. And as we look at the kingdom of God and sharing it with Jesus, hear from us. Each week you can sit down with us. It'll be every other week. And we're learning along the way too. So this was just a teaser, just to get us started. My co-hosts are grinning because they're not certain yet about this. But as you think about this scripture and Jesus going forth, we want you to also take this forward, right? So we don't want it just to be us talking to you. We want you to set in your heart the words of God and take them forward.
The best thing about the retreats, I've been told, is the conversations, the deep sharing that happens in a transformational way. We need to know each other's stories, and so we hope to tell some stories. We want to hear your stories, too, and speak into each other's lives.
Absolutely. So with that, we're going to wrap up this teaser. Would you close us in prayer?
That's one of my jobs at the retreat, so yes, I will do that. Father, You are so, so good. We're overwhelmed, but filled with joy and awe at You choosing us to be Your instruments. I just pray that we will be faithful to Your calling, that those listening will be blessed and drawn closer to You, the author and perfecter of our faith, the giver of life and joy and peace and comfort, Every good gift is from above, and we are overwhelmed with thankfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Yours Faithfully, produced by Yours Faithfully Ministries. Interested in having Melissa speak at one of your events? Or want to be alerted of one of our future events or podcasts? Connect with us on Facebook. This content is the property of Yours Faithfully Ministries and cannot be used without permission. Music credit goes to Kevin MacLeod. Thank you, and until next time, we're Yours Faithfully.